We're going to head out to the Shell Penzel Performance Line where Chicago Cubs outfielder Ian Happ joins us. Ian, let's start with the most obvious. What are you filling most of your time with right now? We'll get to the games and the fun stuff, but on an everyday basis, how are you keeping busy?
You know, we're pretty lucky. Me and my three roommates right now, we're in Arizona, so we can be outside. But for the most part, we're just trying to stay ready, spend as much time as we can with each other outside, doing activities, being competitive, just trying to keep our competitive edge, really.
All right, so that the word competitive came up twice in that answer. What exactly are we doing to stay competitive? Are we playing quarters? Are we shooting dice in the alley? Like, what are we talking
Paintball.
About here?
You know, we're pretty lucky. We have a tennis court at the house.
Oh,
so we got we got basketball hoops on the tennis court too. So we a lot of tennis, watching a lot of YouTube videos, trying to figure out how to get all my shots down. But the doubles competition, the singles competition, it's fierce.
Tennis court at the crib. I thought you were in there still with that first deal. What happened, man? I mean, the arbitrator's turn.
You know what? It's not my house. I'm very lucky. I have a family friend who let me stay in the pool house during spring training, and they were stuck up north, so they were nice enough to let a few of my teammates stay with me. So we've been watching the house for them, and we're very, very lucky to be quarantined this
now,
way.
Now, how would an Airbnb
quarantine
rate
upgrade
you? Yeah,
from
right?
Pool house to big house? Nice.
How would you be rated as a customer if this was an Airbnb? Like, are you taking care of the place? Are you wiping it down?
Oh, yeah. 5 stars all the way. I mean, making sure that everything's spotless. I mean,
lies.
You could eat off the floors in here.
Wow. These are lies. These are lies, first time ever four men have lived together, and that's the case. Who are your roommates, Ian?
I got Nico Horner with me, as well as Dakota Mekas and Zach Short. So all guys that I've played with, good friends of mine, and it's been a really, really cool experience for us so far to be able to kind of stay active during this tough time.
That's a fun crew for a quarantine. We're talking to Ian Happ, Cubs outfielder. He's got a new podcast, The Compound. We'll get to that, but I want to get to another way that you're going to get to stay competitive. You are the Cubs representative for the MLB The Show League, and it starts tonight. How confident are you? And I want to warn you that we've already seen on the NBA side some incredibly confident NBA 2K players just get destroyed. So be careful here with like the what you put out there.
Yeah, I'll be completely honest. I'm not confident at all. Not even a little bit. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I would love to represent the Cubs, play the show, and then it goes out on social media, and I got the fans like relying on me, like, don't let us down. This is huge, and I'm like, wow, it's a video game. So now I'm feeling the pressure. I'm gonna be on the sticks. My first game's Monday. So I'm going to be on the sticks practicing, trying to get there. But I've heard that some of the guys are pretty good players, so I'm a little nervous. At least I get to play with the Cubs, so I think as far as the ratings and the show go, that's a little bit of an advantage. But I am not that confident.
See, Sarah, this is crazy because a week ago I was contemplating buying the show and a PlayStation because I'm an Xbox guy and there's no baseball game for Xbox. So now that this is, center stage and I'll be able to watch Ian play against everybody. Ian, how much do you play is what I want to ask you. How much do you play and how are your skills going to match up against guys who get after it a little bit better or more than you do?
Yeah, I've played in the past quite a bit. I don't have the new game is in the mail. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Oh, no.
This is going to be great.
But I feel like my skills in the previous game will at least carry over to the new game. And I promise the fans, as soon as it gets here, I will be grinding. My first game's Monday, so I have at least 48 hours to get myself ready.
What's grinding? How many games can you get in one sit down?
I might have to go through the practice modes and just take some BP.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm gonna have to explore the game.
Do you know who you're playing yet?
I got the schedule. I'm not sure who I'm playing on Monday, but I think I have four games. So, if I can go 500 day one, it's a long season. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. I'm just trying to get one of those final eight spots to get to the playoffs, and then anything can happen from there.
How long is this thing supposed to last? It's 29 or 30 games?
I think it's 3 weeks. I think it's a 3-week season.
Okay.
29 games. Yep, you play everybody once. So I'm just looking at it for the long haul. I'm trying to represent the Cubs well.
So I got to ask you this now. Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo. There's a lot of candidates and a lot of really good players for that leadoff spot. And Rossi now is going to be making out that lineup card. Are you going to be making any kind of suggestions with your lineup that you play with that maybe people will be able to see? Oh, okay, Ian Happ thinks he's a leadoff
hitter. I think it's clear Nico Horner is going to have a very important job. I mean, I don't know how you stick around in that house if you aren't making sure that guy stays up.
You know what? I have to check out the lineup. I know the ratings on MLB can be very skewed, right-handed to left-handed. Mm. So I'm gonna have to make some decisions when it comes to the opposing team starter, I think, as far as the show goes. But I'm also not positive if I can like start the same guy every game, if I need to rest him, guys. Mm. So we'll see.
And you're not positive if you're any good at the game, too.
Yeah. It's the rules and the skill.
Like I said, not a lot of confidence, but I'm going to try my best. I'm going to give it 110%.
There you go.
With Spain and Company, Sarah Spain and Jason Goff, we're talking to Cubs outfielder Ian Happ. Okay, so you got yourself busy with that game for a couple of weeks and in the next 48 hours, not sleeping and just getting yourself prepared. But tell me about this podcast and why you decided to get that going.
Yeah, podcast was something that I've been thinking about for a little while, and the downtime really gave me an opportunity. So I told the guys in the house, said, hey, we're going to do a podcast. We're going to see where it goes, see if we can give the fans something to listen to and a little bit of baseball content when we're not playing. And the response has been awesome. The guests that we've had on have been really great. So I'm just thankful for the fans for listening, and hopefully more and more people will jump on and enjoy listening to us.
What are the conversations like, not only with the guys in the house, but people around baseball in terms of not only what's going on with this being a global pandemic, but how you guys are kind of staying connected to the game that you love in times where it seems like everybody is not only disconnected physically, but figuratively as well?
Yeah, I think for us, especially in the house, you know, we're missing it a lot. We've been watching old highlights, we watched when the Cubs had the games, World Series reruns on, we're watching those. So
nice.
I think little things like that. The team staying connected, you know, we're talking to each other, Zoom calls, FaceTimes, you know, just trying to stay as connected as we can. That's our family. So, you know, for us, it's just like, you know, being away from your family for an extended period of time. So it's not easy, but us here at the compound, we're just trying to kind of talk to people as much as we can on social media, through the podcast, all those ways.
Who's calling too much? Like, who's checking in a little bit too much for your liking?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Whoever just jumped into your head is the right answer. Don't give me the politically correct one.
Oh, man. I'm not the best at staying in touch with people, so I appreciate when people reach out to me more.
Wow, what a nice spin on that. That's a nice way. That's nice. Right.
So
like
it's Wilson
that.
Contreras is
yep.
what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, it's definitely Wilson. Yeah.
Nope, said zero names.
Ian Happ, Cubs outfielder with us here on ESPN Radio. You know, a number of things that must be frustrating for you. You had this Through My Eyes project that got sidetracked last year because you started the season in Iowa. Then you had a good second half last year after starting in Iowa and, you know, I'm sure wanted to carry that momentum into this season. Is there any doubt or is there any concern about when the season starts, whether timing's right, whether you're still feeling good? You know, baseball is so streaky. How frustrating is it for you to have to question whether or not things will line up for you when it gets back going?
You know, for me, I just miss baseball. I just miss being with the guys. I miss playing the game. But as far as confidence in myself, that was something I really had to go through last year and learned a lot from last year, and ways to stay confident and believe in myself, believe in my routine, and that if I'm the same guy, if I'm as consistent as I can be in my preparation, that the results will show on the field. So as far as confidence in myself, no worries there. I'm just ready to get back with the team and be playing baseball for the fans again.
What have you been watching too much of?
Ooh, great question. We've been binge watching Entourage. Going back,
I wonder why.
That,
four guys in a, yeah, in a house.
Yeah, took over a pool house and a tennis court.
yeah, that's the nighttime show for us. So we, after we have dinner, after we record a podcast, we go in and we watch a few episodes of Entourage before we go to bed. So that's kind of the go-to in the house right now.
Who's playing the roles then? Who's Vinny? Who's Turtle?
Great question.
I'm going to make you talk bad about your teammates before this is over.
I will never. We all have our unique roles here in the house. so I can't typecast anyone. That would be rude.
I mean, I think Nico's a pretty boy, so he could, you know, depending on the personality, if he's quick, you know, he might be able to be E, but otherwise he's going to fall into what's Johnny Drama territory.
Yeah, that's kind of the one you might want to stay away from.
Spending
right?
a lot of time looking in the mirror, a little bit confused most of the time.
But enough about Ben Zobrist.
Nothing over here. I'm silent.
Well, you did a good job, though.
Yeah,
you didn't
what?
Sell anybody we're, out, and you pretty much told us that you can't
hook.
Play the game.
We're going to take you off the hook. Yeah. Good luck with the tournament. Literally everyone is counting on you. It's all we have. So don't screw it up.
Yeah. I'm taking the weight of Chicago with me. Don't worry.
Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it. Check out his podcast, The Compound, and support him as he takes on the rest of the league in MLB The Show. That tournament starts tonight. Thanks a lot, Ian. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.